Neues von der Musikmesse, präsentiert von
Delamar.de
und
localheroesradio.de.
Der Arturia Origin.
And now we have Christy Jung, who is presenting us the Origin synthesizer. What is the new thing about the Origin?
Well, the Origin is actually a totally new synthesizer from Arturia. It's the first Arturia synthesizer, which is going to be shipped in September. The desktop unit, the keyboard unit, which is also available, it's shipped in December. The basic concept of the Origin is as follows. It's a modular analog modeling synthesizer, which means that you can combine different modules, for instance, from the Mini Moog, the Moog modular, the ARP 2600V, and the CS80, and combine them to make a sound. So you could, for instance, use two Mini Moog oscillators, an oscillator of a Moog modular and a CS80 oscillator, and put it through a filter over ARP, and afterwards through a Moog filter. So it's totally a modular design.
So you can also combine analog synthesizers with digital synthesizers.
Yes, it are all analog modeled synthesizer algorithms, and you can combine them with each other. What is also possible is to play a full instance of a Mini Moog or a full instance of a CS80 on the Origin. It is four-part multi-timbral, so you can use four instances on the Origin. Furthermore, there are three effects per multi-timbral channel, and you have a 16-step analog style step sequencer with accent and slide, kind of the 303 style sequencer. You have a live mode, which enables you to use 8 rotary encoders to set up macro controls for your live situation, which is very convenient. And it's capable of modulating the sound with a joystick.
All right. This package here is separated from this one, but you can buy both together.
No, what you see here is the keyboard.
Yeah.
And it has the control surface like a Moog, actually. You can put it down and flap it up.
Ah, yeah.
So it's part of one instrument. It features a ribbon controller and a similar device as the desktop unit, which is flippable up and down for easy and editing and convenient handling.
What about the sounds? Is there a big sound library in there, or can you take some sounds? Can you insert them?
It's actually a synthesizer of its own.
Yeah.
So there will be lots of presets in the release, and it's imaginable because it has USB 2.0,
yeah,
which also enables you to use it in a digital audio workstation environment. You see a plugin on your screen, you can edit it with your mouse, while all the calculation is being done in the unit itself. It even enables you to use the four multi-timbral channels in your digital works audio workstation to put effects, for instance VST effects, over your channels, all through the USB 2.0 wire. And it's very imaginable that, of course, presets, interaction between USB, internet, think of the possibilities. User databases of presets for Origin.
Okay.
It's all possible. Are the algorithms exactly the same like in your virtual instruments?
No, the algorithms are not exactly the same. This is not possible. It runs on two Tiger Shark DSPs. Therefore, the algorithms has to be recoded, and it is another audio engine.
Maybe hear some sounds from this unit, or isn't that possible?
This unit is a keyboard unit. It is still in beta status. It's not able to get sounds out of this. The desktop will sound with a few basic presets, just for showing off that it is working a little bit already, but it's due for September and still very, very hard in development.
What will be the price the people have to think about if they want to buy it?
Price point of the Origin keys will be $24.99. Price point for the Origin desktop will be $19.99.
Oh, that's nice, definitely. Anything you would say, what makes it different to other desktop synthesizers?
Well, it's a modular setup with a very, very easy laid out interface. And it has two big Tiger Sharks. I think in terms of sound, which everybody will hear in September, it will make a big difference. It sounds very analog.
That's interesting that you try to combine it, that it is possible to combine it with a MOOC, for example, for a mini MOOC. This is the purest analog synthesizer at all.
Yes, you have to imagine that we did the mini MOOC emulation in the past. We did the MOOC modular emulation in the past, so the experience is there. Combining the different modules such as VCOs, filters from ARPs and MOOCs enables a world of sound synthesis and is indeed pretty exciting.
What you would say, is it easy to handle in the live area?
Yes, especially because of the live controls. You have the 8 macros. You can assign it one knob to more actions at once, so it's absolutely suitable for live, especially if you consider the desktop unit. It's not that big. With the step sequencer, 16 steps, 3 times, 3 rows, 3 sequencers. It's live on the go.
Is it running stable?
It will be running stable, yeah. Definitely.
Okay, so there won't be any problems like the piece crushing down, the PC is crushing down or something like that.
No, well, if the PC crushes down, I suggest you buy a new PC, but it will definitely not be the Origin that crashed down if it is released. No, that could not be possible.
Okay, thank you very much for the interview.
No problem.
Thank you.